This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Valla. State Democratic leaders have unveiled a plan to spend nearly $4 billion from the latest federal COVID relief package. CPR's Benja Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis says the funds will help shore up the state budget. Colorado will also invest in mental health, affordable housing, workforce development, and recovery and relief programs. Polis called the infusion of federal money a once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And while no amount of state or federal dollars can bring those that we lost back, we know that we can rebuild stronger than ever before.
But specific details on much of the spending is still months away. Bipartisan committees will meet over the summer and fall to come up with individual bills. No Republicans attended the announcement at the Capitol, but they do support a collaborative process. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Boulder District Attorney has filed additional attempted murder charges in the case of the Boulder King Supers killings. Eight additional victims named in court documents Monday represent people who were in the parking lot or inside the store on March 22nd. The charges come on top of 10 first-degree murder counts for those who lost their lives that day, as well as several other charges. The alleged shooter is scheduled for his second court appearance this morning. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn is once again calling on Congress to defund public broadcasting. He's reintroduced the same legislation he's brought forth in every Congress since 2007. Lamborn is critical of reporting done by NPR and PBS and says it's fiscally irresponsible to subsidize them. Last year, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting received $475 million. NPR doesn't receive direct federal funds, but it does get competitive grants from some federal agencies. Colorado Public Radio receives some CFP funding. And from Denver, you're listening to CPR News.